About scams and frauds, and a girlfriend of mine about 5 years ago joined a dating agency, and I don't know what made me look it up, but it was a scam and she lost a great deal of money. Tara from Hove, you run a dating agency. Tell us what you think.
Hi, morning, Jenny.
Hello, lovely.
Run a dating agency which covers all of Sussex and Surrey and, part of Hampshire and Kent. But I'm a former police detective, and I'm quite passionate about the amount of money that's been lost by the British public, which is at the highest ever record now at 39 million.
Why do you think that is? Because there's more of us, or because we're all poorer?
I think really there's just not enough awareness out there. The internet, online dating, has become a hunting ground for opportunists, and these are organised crime gangs. They're very, very clever, and they prey on their victims' vulnerabilities, and they will groom their victims almost like a paedophile will a child.
How do they do that, Tara?
They get in. They mirror their victims. So, for example, they will look picture perfect. So they'll have a great photograph, and they'll target widows, and they will target people that are divorced, so they know they have settlements and they're pretty well off. They usually tend to be women, sadly, in their 40s and 50s.
Right.
So there are men that get targeted. I've had a number of my own clients that were targeted online, and that's why they came to join our agency, because they just didn't want to risk it.
So, Tara, may I ask the name of your agency?
We're South Downs Introductions.
So, when people come to you, they know that you're going to be across anything that may happen to them. How does somebody vet a different kind of dating agency, or how do they protect themselves if they do go online dating?
Think if you're online dating, really, there's lots of advice out there. There is advice on the online dating sites as well, but unfortunately, it's not popping up into people's faces. They have to go searching for it. But Action Fraud have got lots of advice on the site there. They're the people that you report the online scams to. Sadly, by the time you report it, it's probably too late. But the advice that they give is don't hand over any money. Just don't. Be aware of someone that's telling you they love you without even having met you. That's not normal. If the person looks picture perfect, like a model or an actor, you can use on Google reverse image search to find out where that image is actually being used online.
Oh,
So,
that's a brilliant thing. What's it called? Reverse image search.
yeah, just put reverse image search and it comes up as Google. You pop the picture into there and it will actually show you where else that picture has been used on a website or on
Right.
another dating site, or maybe it's a stock image of a model or an actor, who knows?
Yeah.
So yeah, people just do not hand over money. These people are very, very clever, and they will make up excuses. They need an operation. They've been mugged. They use stories that tug at people's heartstrings.
This is horrible. Does it make you lose faith in humanity, Tara?
I think there's some really good people still out there, but I think that people just have, the big thing is creating awareness. I mean, I go into schools and I talk about this and I do seminars, because I think if we create awareness, it's prevention rather than cure. Sadly, when the person's handed over the money, they kind of get sucked in and they keep handing over more money, and eventually some people have lost eye-watering amounts of over half a million, maybe more than that, three quarters of a million. Some people have lost. It's a crazy amount of money. And these are intelligent people that are losing money as well. They're professionals and,
So give us advice again, the major three things you must not do.
Do not hand over any money at all. Report them to the online dating site provider immediately, who will take action. Report the matter to Action Fraud. It's free to do, and there's a free phone number as well on their website. Be wary of anyone telling you that they love you, especially if they haven't met you at all. And of course, if they're picture perfect, like a model or an actor, and they're using a British name, but their spelling and their grammar is particularly bad, then it's probably not right. And if it feels that something's not right, then the likelihood is go with your gut, it's
Do
not
you know
right.
that's interesting, because we were said two callers today have both said they knew something was wrong. Their gut was telling them that. I mean, as an ex-police officer, do you rely a lot on intuition?
Do, definitely, and I think that we all should, because sometimes our gut is telling us that we're getting a red flag, but we're actually ignoring it. Obviously, in the police force, you wouldn't do that. The red flag is something that you really watch very carefully, and you do go with your gut instinct. If it's not right, then the likelihood is there's something not quite right about it.
Tara, thank you. Invaluable phone call. Bless you. Thank you.
Thank
Tara
you.
From Hove.